Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Graber. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Now, when you buy a bathing suit, the label says to rinse after swimming so you maintain the elasticity and the suit doesn't fade. So I wonder, if chlorine harms inert materials, what about living, breathing skin, not to mention your hair?
Yes, absolutely. Chlorine can damage both our skin and our hair. With the skin, it strips the surface of the skin of our natural oils that are produced on the skin. And what happens as a result of that is that the skin is left feeling dry. Oftentimes it feels tighter, and it's getting these little cracks in it.
Little cracks. So, all right, so that's when chlorine is left on. Is just a quick rinse enough, or do you have to scrub, or do you have to get some sort of chlorine neutralizing product to remove it?
Those are good questions. So one should not scrub the body after being in the chlorine water because that's going to further irritate the surface of the skin. It is best to rinse with cool water rather than warm water. Warm water tends to open up the pores and can sometimes make the irritation from the chlorine worse. So rinsing immediately afterwards with cold water can be helpful. There's no product that can really neutralize the chlorine on the skin. However, if someone is really prone to getting dry skin after they're in a chlorinated pool, they can put greasy Vaseline on the areas of their skin that may tend to get more dry from swimming. So, for example, a lot of people, especially their elbows and knees and maybe around their fingers, the skin will get very dry after swimming. They might want to rub a little bit of Vaseline ointment on those areas before getting in the pool, and that can serve as providing a natural barrier to the skin so that it's not affected by the chlorine.
Does it matter how long we stay in, or once we're exposed? For instance, let's say we're just swimming around for 20 minutes versus 2 hours. Will that have any effect on our skin's reaction to chlorine?
Yes, being in longer can be more irritating to the skin, but more importantly is once you get out, not to sit around or stand around with that chlorine water still on your skin. It's really not just how long you're in the pool, but how long it is until you rinse off afterwards.
So you're saying then immediately when you're done swimming and you know, or even if you're going to sit around for a while, you need to rinse off quickly. You shouldn't leave it on your skin for any period of time.
Absolutely.
So what about young children? Because they're, you know, they're active critters. They're in and out of the pool. And sometimes mom isn't always on top of them, or dad, to monitor them. And also, too, I would imagine their skin is a little bit different than adult skin. I think of it as delicate, less tough. Is this of concern then, greater concern for young children?
Not really of any greater concern. And important to know that Vaseline ointment is something that's safe for people of all ages to put on their skin. So especially for those kids that may have eczema, because eczema or a type of dry skin can be more common in children than adults, in those people, the chlorine may be additionally irritating.
Do you know if chlorine gets absorbed through the skin? Does it actually go into our bloodstream? I realize you're a dermatologist, but I just wonder about that because I know there are people that have backyard pools that are trying to use as little chlorine as possible.
Yeah, so chlorine doesn't penetrate that deeply to get absorbed into the bloodstream because that's really the blood vessels are in the much deeper parts of the skin, but it certainly can still be irritating nonetheless.
All right, let's move on to hair because I would say this. I may be casual about chlorine on my skin, but boy, I can see what happens to my hair. It just seems to get brittle and rotten, and I love to swim. I love to be in pools in the summer, but I wonder about the damage to my hair.
That can definitely be a problem for a lot of people, not just for you, for sure. What happens is just like what happens on our skin where the surface becomes dry and cracked, the outer layer of each of our hairs can become dried and cracked. And there's something called a cuticle that's on the outer layer of each hair, and that cuticle becomes roughened and damaged when it's exposed to chlorine.
Now, do we have to worry about, gee, am I revealing any secrets here? Let's say, for example, hair color. I mean, if chlorine can strip away color from a bathing suit, how about somebody who has treated hair?
Yeah, absolutely. It's treated hair is prone to become more dry with chlorine, but even people who don't have color-treated hair can get problems with their hair color when they're in a pool. For example, oftentimes people with a blonder or lighter colored hair can almost, their hair can almost appear to be a little bit green or have a blue-green color to it. And this can happen for two reasons. Firstly, a lot of pools that have pipes that are going into them have copper pipes. And the copper pipes, it's the copper that can cause the hair to be green. Also, a lot of pools have something called an algicide that's put in them. And the algicide helps to keep the water clear and prevents bacteria and algae from growing in the pools. And these algicides also contain copper. And so one's hair can also become a little bit green from the copper that's in the algicide.
I know you can tell us to just wear a bathing cap and not worry about it, but not all of us look good in a bathing cap.
Right.
So is there anything we can do to our hair before we get in the pool that can protect it?
Yes, that's a good question. There definitely is something else that you can do. If you dampen your hair before getting in the pool and also put a hair conditioner on the hair, but don't rinse out the hair conditioner, if you do that, that will protect and coat the outer strands of the hair. Particularly those who have longer hair can put the hair conditioner in, not wash it out, and then put the hair up into a bun or a tight hairdo that will also protect the hair.
And what about afterwards? Like you gave the advice, the important thing is not how long you're in the pool, but the interval of getting out and washing it off with cool water you recommend. Is the same thing true? Should we be rinsing our hair with cool water when we get out?
Yes, absolutely. That can really help to reduce the amount of damage that's done to the hair and also reduce it from changing colors. If one does notice that their hair is starting to get this greenish tint to it, there are some special shampoos that can be used, and there's actually some home remedies.
Dr. Emmy Graber is assistant professor of dermatology at the Boston University School of Medicine and Boston Medical Center. Dr. Graber is the director of BU's Cosmetic and Laser Center. Dr. Graber, thank you so much for coming on Take Care.
Thank you for having me.